cover that you are procured.
Please say that again.
Yes, so under the home insurance, there's an option where you can pick alternative accommodation so that if an insured peril occurs, which could be flood in this particular instance or fire or whatever, you have the option, the insurance will pay for you to stay in a similar accommodation whilst you put the insurance cover puts, as in dose out the funds for you to put the house back.
I mean, that sounds comforting.
Yes. So you are not going to struggle to find money to go and rent a hotel or rent another property whilst you put your house back. The insurance cover can do that for you.
And the reason I'm saying that's important is because, I mean, for those who may not have done this prior to now, it's a learning point, it's a learning curve. But for those who may have some form of insurance, it's instructive, you know, to know that they could approach the insurance company and say, I'm in this place now, I have this cover. You know, is it possible to get some kind of relief? Because I'm sure that a lot of people are going to be waiting for the cash payout before, but immediately, what are they doing? People are in distress. People can't go to work. People have lost items, you know. But this is, it's important to know
this
is there.
This component is there.
Exactly.
So you need to take, when you're arranging insurance cover for your home, you have that option to also insure for an alternative accommodation. So generally for individuals, your homes, your content, your vehicles, and sometimes people do not know, but the comprehensive motor insurance for your car covers flood. So if your car is submerged or is washed away, you are covered. If you have third party, you don't have cover for flood. But if you have comprehensive, you have cover for flood. So once you've insured a vehicle comprehensively, you know that when flood damages your vehicle, like we see in the videos all over social media.
That's why I'm quiet. It's because a lot of people we know have lost their cars to this and they're trying to salvage it. It's going to the mechanics and all of that. But what we're saying is that if your cover, if you're listening to Masterclass this afternoon, you have a comprehensive cover for your vehicle, or your vehicle is a company vehicle and the company has comprehensive insurance cover, it is possible to explore the possibility of making a claim.
In fact, it's not possibility. You have the cover. You are sorted.
I was choosing my words carefully.
No. You are covered.
Right.
Comprehensive insurance provides cover also for flood. So if your car is flooded, submerged, the engine is damaged, seats are damaged and all of that, the insurance cover will take care of that to fix.
Let me just ask this question out of mischief. Somebody says, and I'll speak to you, says, insure come car ni munti min pebi. Will they have a difficulty having this conversation with insurance?
No. What it is that we'll do an assessment is done, and then based on that, what can be repaired will be repaired. If it's beyond repairs, that's different.
Right.
But the decision to say the vehicle is a write-off or is not a write-off rests with the insurance company. And it is not just something we say for saying sake, is based on an assessment. An assessment of the vehicle is done by the workshop and also our risk engineers. And then we arrive at the decision that this car is beyond repairs or cannot be repaired. So therefore,
it has to be. I'm excited. I think that this is some piece of good news for our listeners.
Where it can be repaired, then the repairs can be.
If you have a comprehensive insurance for your car, please, you have some kind of relief. Begin to explore it almost immediately. All right, please.
Yes, also for the individual, you can take a life insurance cover.
Okay.
Yes, and then you can also take a life insurance cover for yourself or your family, and then personal accident also for yourself and your family. Now, for businesses, we are talking about those in the informal and formal sectors. So whether it is an SME, if it's a corporate organization, if it's a factory, if it's a shop, if it's a warehouse, whatever it is, you can insure them. So your buildings, your stock, your plant and machinery and equipment, and also an interesting one, there's what we call the business interruption. So when the flood has occurred, and as a result of that, you are a factory, you are a business premise, and you can't operate, you therefore lose income, you lose revenue. There's an insurance policy that you can take which would make room to as it were, pacify you, to cushion you for the period that you are not able to work. Generate income.
That's impressive. Yes. Are we doing this in Ghana now?
Yes, it is. It's available.
Because the last time I checked, it was there, but we're not really doing it in
Ghana. This policy has been in existence for
a while.
Many years. Many years. It's always been there.
It's called what again? Business interruption.
Yes. So it rides on a, typically a fire policy.
Right.
So for a premises, when something happens, a fire or flood, whatever happens, and because of that, everything comes to a standstill, you are not able to operate because there's disaster.
Mm.
You lose revenue. The policy will reimburse you for the period you are unable to operate, and therefore you lose a certain revenue. It cushions you and it helps you continue with your business.
Yeah.
So let's get into some details. So for motor insurance, I've said it. If you have comprehensive insurance, your flood is covered if your car gets damaged as a result of flood. So there can be repairs based on the assessment that is done, or a replacement. Like I've already said, if you have third-party insurance, it doesn't cover flood. So we advise the insuring public to upgrade their insurances for their vehicles. Those who have third parties, we appeal to them. It gives you, you know, it is painful when something happens and you don't have money. And yeah, you and I know, it is not always that the cash is there. Okay. There are times, you are walking around smiling and everything, but the pocket is a little
only
dry.
God knows.
Yes, you know. So that is the beauty of insurance. You can never tell when something will happen. Mm. And at that time, you may have nothing.
Yeah.
So that is why you have to. People say, oh, I don't have money, so I can't pay for the premium. But you never know. The premium, as it were, that you sacrifice by paying to the insurance company can go a long way to cushion you when times are hard or when something happens. So that is the appeal. We want our insuring public to upgrade their third-party insurance covers to comprehensive. For home insurance, I've already explained, when your house gets flooded, houses generally are insured for the building, the contents, and everything you have in there. It's one of the cheapest insurances you can have for a home, all right? So we encourage a lot of people. Listening to the lady this morning, I felt sad because she said all she had was the dress she was wearing.
Oh,
I mean, that's all she had. And if something, she has nothing. She has no insurance cover. She has nothing. She now has to find a way to put herself back. And this can be very traumatizing. I mean, it can be a very, very painful experience for one to go through. So we encourage everyone, take an insurance policy for your home. Insure the building, insure the contents, your furniture, your equipment you have in there, your valuables, clothing, everything. Insure them. And also take this alternative accommodation cover that I mentioned to secure the property that you have. Even if you are renting, you can still insure the content, because those are your valuables.
They are your items.
Yes, they are your. You've spent a lot of money to buy the systems and
the
what
TVs,
have you. Yes, the TVs,
fridges,
all those things in there. It's a lot of money, so you need to protect them.
Mm.
Don't leave yourself exposed. all right, then. We often say that for the home, we often say that, oh, it won't happen to me. My house has never experienced a flood. You know, I mean, it happens to other, you know, that it won't happen to me syndrome. But look at what we are experiencing or what we are seeing today in the past few days that we've had heavy rainfall.
Yeah.
Places that were never mentioned as being flooded.
And it's massive. We're just talking about this thing off air before we came, that it would appear that where there are higher volumes and greater intensity of flow, the pathways change.
Yes.
Because there are places, people have lived in certain places for 13 years. Rains have come and gone. They've never experienced floods. And I was just having a chat with one of my colleagues backstage before we came. The rain didn't just flood the house. It broke through their back wall, went through the house, and broke the front wall.
Right.
And it's just sad because that's like everything totally just gone. Yes. And this person will say, I've never experienced floods before. You know, so again, it's important the point you make that whether or not you are in a safe place, whether or not you never know what's probably going to happen, that may require that you have some kind of buffer. Yeah.
And in life, we all know anything can happen. So protect yourself. Never ever say it will happen to somebody, but for me, it won't happen to me. You are leaving yourself exposed.
Mm.
And then also, when it comes to businesses, business operations, you need to have insurance for your business operations. Whether you are you have a shop, you're operating, that is where you derive your livelihood from. You need to take insurance for your wares. For large businesses, take insurance cover for your buildings, for your warehouses, for your factories, everything, whether it's the structure or the content or the stock. The other day, we saw a lot of warehouse items floating on water. All right. If that business has insurance, the insurance will pay for the loss of all of those items. Take insurance also, like I said, for the stock that you have, whether raw material, semi-finished, or even finished goods. It's important because this having the insurance cover will help you to bounce back without seeking additional investment into the business.
And without affecting your return on investment. I mean, I love the points you're sharing, and I want our listeners to be a part of that conversation.
Right.
If you've just tuned in, this is Masterclass. We're having a conversation with Michael Labby. He's Assistant General Manager, Corporate at Enterprise Insurance Limited. And we're talking about the role of insurance in rebuilding after the floods. We take a quick message from our sponsors. When we come back, we get interactive.
Your favorite on-air business development program, Joy Business Masterclass, is in session. And you can interact with us on Facebook via the Joy 99.7 FM or Joy Business pages. If you tweet, the handle is at Joy 997 FM or at Joy Business GH. Don't forget to hashtag JB Masterclass. You can also call us on 0302-216541 or send your questions and contributions through to the WhatsApp number 0551-111997, and our facilitators will address your concerns. Attention, everyone. Class is in progress.
Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, this is Masterclass, and we're here in the studio talking about the role of insurance in rebuilding after the floods. After the floods, surely you have something to say about this situation, whether it's for yourself, it's for your business, or for someone you know, you do have a point to make. So pick up that phone, give us a call on 0302-216-541. That's 0302-216-541. Let's share thoughts. Let's have a conversation on how we can help each other, especially after the floods. Here are some announcements for your attention. Are you looking for a job and not sure where to search? Viamu keeps you connected anytime, anywhere. Just call 231 on MTN for free and select your preferred language to catch up on available job vacancies near you. That's not all. You can also listen to real-life advice from experts to improve your daily life. All these are available on MTN short code 231. Viamu Technologies, bringing you closer to the conversation. Official notice from Joy Prime TV. Valued viewer, Joy Prime is pleased to announce that we have secured the rights to broadcast 34 matches of the FIFA World Cup, including all matches involving Ghana's Black Stars. We wish to inform our cherished viewers that in line with FIFA's international broadcasting regulations, satellite signals carrying World Cup matches will be encrypted. This is a requirement placed on all rights holders to ensure that the broadcast signal remains within the licensed territory and complies with FIFA's distribution and content protection obligations. We would like to assure our viewers, however, that this measure will not prevent you from enjoying the FIFA World Cup on Joy Prime. Our coverage will remain available on the following platforms: on the Digital Terrestrial Television, DTT, on DSTV, on GoTV, on HD Plus, and on TV Plus. Kindly contact your installer for assistance to ensure you do not miss a second of the world's biggest football fiesta. Joy Prime remains committed to bringing you every moment of excitement, including All Black Stars matches, expert analysis, match highlights, and comprehensive tournament coverage. We look forward to sharing the passion, the drama, and the unforgettable moments of the FIFA World Cup with you. Go hard, Ghana Black Stars. Joy Prime, your ultimate experience. Are you single, confident, and ready to find genuine connection? Joy Prime presents Make Me Stay, an exciting new dating show where first impressions matter and a beautiful connection can begin in just 60 seconds. This is your chance to meet someone special, share your personality, and possibly begin a love story on national television. Can you convince me to stay after just 1 minute? If you are single, bold, expressive, and believe you have what it takes to make someone want to know you better, then we want to hear from you. To apply, send the following details via WhatsApp to 055-157-5757. That's 055-157-5757. Your full name, your age, your profession, a recent picture. Selected applicants will get the opportunity to be part of Joy Prime's newest dating experience. Don't miss your chance to meet that special person on Make Me Stay, where 60 seconds could change everything. Joy Prime, your ultimate experience. We're interactive right now, back on Masterclass. Numbers to call 0302216541. That's 0302216541. We're having a conversation on the role of insurance in rebuilding after the floods. We're all rebuilding as a nation, whether you're directly affected or not, and we're helping each other. And this conversation is also geared in that same direction. So pick up that phone, give us a call on 0302-216-541. We're waiting for those phone calls to come through. But while we're doing that, Michael, I think we have a couple more slides to go.
Right, yes.
So let's keep right. at it.
No, the phone. I'd like to say that having an insurance cover will not stop the flood from occurring. Mm. However, it stops the flood from destroying your future, from wiping away your valuable investments in various assets. Mm. So take the insurance policy to protect your future. There are certain myths that we see around. So I've mentioned one already. It won't happen to me syndrome. Oh, my area is not flood prone, so I'm not part of this. But we are seeing it all over the place. Insurance companies don't pay claims. That is a myth. It's not a reality. Mm. Because insurance companies pay claims in Ghana. Insurance companies pay claims. So from the regulator in Ghana, the National Insurance Commission,
NIC,
from the figures they have for 2024, the full figures they have for 2024, claims paid by the insurance industry on a daily basis in 2024 was 9.8 million on a daily basis. On a monthly basis, it was 299 million. And then for the whole of 2024, it was 3.6 billion. I like to say that for enterprise insurance, we as the market leader, we also pay claims, and we are very big when it comes to claims payment in terms of the speed that we pay claims with. We are the first insurance company to start the same day claims payment service in Ghana. I mean, where you have a claim for your motor insurance, comprehensive motor insurance, up to a limit, we pay the claim. Once you bring the estimate and everything, the same day we pay that claim. This is it was a novelty at the time we introduced it. So insurance companies, we pay claims. A myth too, when it comes to these floods, people say, oh, home insurance is too expensive, I can't afford it. But come and let's talk. Let's do the calculations.
Let's sit down and have a conversation.
You may realize that the money you spend on other things, which are not important, is even more than what you will pay as premium for your home. All right?
I think people, I think that we need some more. And I'm glad you're going to be here with us for the next couple of weeks, because I want us to drive home the importance of insurance and the fact that it's not as expensive as we think it is, number one, in reality and in actuality. Number two, how do you even define the word expensive? Because it is the opportunity cost of not having what it is that you have.
Right.
I'm sure we'll talk about this some more later.
Of course,
you know.
Of course. But we all know, we all know. We spend money on certain things. I mean, really doesn't, it's not a necessity. It's not a lifeline for you. Something happens to you, you could have done away with that thing.
Our
but insurance,
are,
prioritize insurance, because
it's the wrong place.
It will save you from a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Somebody say, oh, I don't have money now. I only insure when I have money. Don't do that. In fact, the more money you don't have, the more necessary it becomes to take insurance.
Of the little that you have.
Because if that thing is taken away from you as a result of a disaster, it means, look, you are gone.
It means you're ground zero.
Yes, you're on ground zero. You have no buffer. So don't see insurance as something for the rich. Don't see insurance as something for the wealthy. See insurance as something for even the people at the very lowest level. I mean, people are operating shops in the various markets, and that is their livelihood. Their whole family depends on that business. It's a small shop. Maybe the value of the goods there may be even 50,000 or 20,000. But because of the sales they generate, they are able to keep their families together, feed the family, pay for school fees and all of that. So once that business is affected, somebody say, it's just too small a business, why should I go and take insurance? But it is your lifeline. This is what will save you from trouble, all right? When the calamity occurs. So it's important, don't say you don't have money. Find the money, that little money, find it and pay to the insurance company so you can have peace of mind, knowing that when something happens, you are covered, right? How do we get covered? You can go directly to an insurance company, or you can go through an intermediary, which is an agent or broker. And these are all people who are supposed to be licensed. So a licensed insurance company, a licensed broker, a licensed agent, and they'll be able to sort you out, tell them what you engage them, and they'll be able to advise you, whether it's you are dealing directly with the insurance company or through the intermediaries.
Right.
They'll be able to advise you on the insurances you can take for yourself, for your family, for your businesses. And once you pay the premium, like I've said, you can have peace of mind. Also, it's important to always keep your policies updated, all right? You need to update your policies. If you've taken insurance for your business, and as time goes on, the business is growing, the stock you had 2-3 years ago was 20,000. Now the stock level you have is 50,000, 100,000. Make sure you update your policies from time to time at each renewal, or even before renewal, to make sure that when something happens, you are adequately insured.
Because the insurer will pay you. There are conversations that take place when you are being covered, and I like that you talk about this, because you are, for example, you under declare your property limits. Let's say you have 5 cars and you say you have 2 cars. The insurance company covers you for 2 cars. Now, God forbid, something happens and you lose the 5 cars. You can't now be declaring the 5 cars at the time of loss, because the question is, why didn't you talk about the extra 3 when you were doing the 2? And insurance will cover only the 2.
Yes.
And then it comes across as, oh, but these people, you know.
Yes. So that's what I talk about, adequately being insured.
Yeah.
You need to declare your assets so that the insurance company can advise you, the broker or the agent can advise you as to which type of cover to procure for which asset to ensure that you are safe. You have peace of mind when something happens. It's also important, don't wait for the next flood. Sometimes we go through the motion, we cry, you've lost a lot of valuables. Then with time, you tend to forget and say, oh, I'll do it. I'll take the insurance. And then the next flood comes again, or the next disaster strikes. Don't wait. speak to an insurance broker, speak to an insurance agent, speak to an insurance company. And Enterprise Insurance, we are available to assist you, arrange cover for yourself, your family, your businesses, and every valuable assets that you have to ensure that you are at peace when the calamity happens. Don't allow events to overtake you. Don't allow events to overtake you. Be prepared.
And, you know, I like that you say that people should plan. It's painful to do it now. You may now be in a difficult place to do it, but that's what you said. It is the more reason why that should be considered. Because touch wood, if we are ever in a situation like this ever again, you don't want to be in this place again. You want to be in a position where you are provided for. And today, for those who are covered, they are smiling all the way to the bank.
Yeah.
All the way to the bank to say, okay, now the thing you covered, this is what's going on. I mean, when this thing happened, I was like, insurance companies are in trouble because...
We have insurance. I mean, you can pay a premium of around 80 cedis, 100 cedis to insure the contents of your home. You understand?
Let's talk about that in coming weeks.
It's important.
Yes.
It's important. So insurance is not expensive. Engage a broker or agent or the insurance company. And we at Enterprise, our doors are open. You can always engage us and we'll give you good advice as to how to arrange an insurance cover.
I will ask you to put some contact details out. Maybe your team members who came with us, they can get that ready. But let me just ask these few questions real quick. I mean, people's experiences sometimes with insurance have been that when it comes to claim payments, they sort of get a raw deal and they feel that the fine print is thrown at them. Granted that the NIC is making all these payouts, the question I ask myself is, what is the denominator over what? And I know that's a more technical conversation, but what do you say about people's real life experiences where they've had raw deals? What will you say to them as an encouragement?
All right. So
just very briefly, because I've got a couple more.
It's important that if you don't have what it takes to be able to engage an insurance company directly, that's why we have the intermediaries. They are licensed agents, they are licensed brokers who can assist you arrange the insurance.
And they are also insurers who understand the insurance language.
Yes.
Who can speak to their
these
fellow
are professionals,
insurers.
Yes, these are
it's like getting a lawyer, right?
Yes. So these are professionals who can assist you arrange the insurance cover so that you are not left on your own. And sometimes when we are taking the cover, we are in a hurry to take it anyhow because sometimes we even want to reduce the premium to, oh, take this out. I don't think I need this. Then when something happens, you feel you thought you had something. Meanwhile, you didn't have it.
I know that today is introductory, but just very briefly, what are the various types of insurances that one can consider? I know you mentioned a few, but just go through them again.
For an individual, you can take a life insurance policy.
Okay.
You can take a home insurance for your home, the structure and the contents, everything in the house. You can take that cover for the alternative accommodation all within the home insurance.
Okay.
You also have insurances that you can arrange for warehouses, for schools, for factories, for hospitals, for shops. You can take a fire commercial insurance or an asset or risk insurance. These are all insurances. Motor insurances for your vehicles.
Okay.
All right. And then also personal accident for yourself. You can do health insurance also for yourself to pay your medical bills and the like. So there are various types of insurances that you can procure.
What do you say to the person who says that I don't want to take a life insurance, or when I take a life insurance, I don't want my family to know, otherwise they'll wish me dead real quick so they can. I mean, this is just 30 seconds. I know we're going to talk about this some more next week, but just touch on it briefly. Why is it important to take a life insurance? I won't be here.
Take it because you prevent those you have left behind from going through hard times.
You know, I have a theory. I always say that, and I'm a proponent of life insurance. I always say that sadness is inevitable, but when there's money, you cry differently.
Right.
You see what I mean? When there's a bereavement and there's money,
you
cry differently.
Yes.
But when there's no money, cry differently.
My friend tells me sometimes the crying that you see, of course, you've lost somebody. Yeah. That one is there.
But the
financial burden aspect too is there. So take a life insurance policy so that you don't put those you've left behind in a hard place.
Okay,
it's important for Enterprise Insurance. What makes it interesting, even when you are going through the claims process, is the fact that we have what we call the Claims Express. You don't need to go to an office. It's online. You can upload, once you've taken the policy, like we have the flood now, you can upload any document you have. You can complete the claim form, upload it, And then we have it. It gives you an opportunity to monitor the claims. Mm-hmm. It gives you prompts by SMS and so on as to the stage of the claim. Mm-hmm. In our quest to make the claim process an easy one for our clients. So for enterprise insurance, you can reach us through these numbers on our digital hub call or WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. You can reach us on 053-97-00109. Again, 053-97-00109 or 0302-634-777. And then we are big on social media. So all the social media channels, Facebook, LinkedIn.
Please put the numbers out for me again slowly this time.
The numbers again, 053-97-00109. Again, 053-97-00109 or 0302-634-777. Our doors are always open. Please always put open. A call through and we'll be ready to assist you.
By all means. Michael, thank you so much. I'm excited that you're joining us again next week. This has been Michael Labi, Assistant General Manager, Corporate Enterprise Insurance Limited, sharing some initial thoughts with us here on the role of insurance in rebuilding after the flood. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you same time next week.
This is Maurice, and I say keep on listening to Joy. 99.7 FM.
Son, we are so proud of you for setting up this hospital. I really love those hospital beds and waiting chairs. By the way, did you import them?
No, Dad, I didn't. I actually got them from Kindle Books Stationery right here in Ghana.
Wow. We also bought our office supplies, safes, executive desks and chairs from Kingdom, and they gave us expert advice on how to set up our office.
Guys, that makes three of us. I also got our sofa and bedroom sets, plus our dining hall furniture for our new home from Kingdom.
Wow, Mom, that makes four of us. I usually get my stationery items from Kingdom. And my teacher also mentioned that our classroom furniture was provided by Kingdom.
So there you have it. Whenever you're thinking about setting up an office or acquiring furniture for your home, etc.,
Kingdom Books and Stationery should be your first port of call.
With over 40 years' experience in the industry, we stock and supply a wide variety of globally sourced office and home furniture, stationery and equipment. Visit our head office,
Takwe J, Osu near the Osu Cemetery, Tema near Community 4, Takoradi opposite Vijay Maze Plaza, Cape Coast University Bookshop, Swintex Road near Absa Bank, Atomic Center Point Mall, Winnibar University Campus, KNUSD, the University Bookshop, and Santasi in Kumasi. You can also visit our shop online, www.kingdomstoreonline.com. Hurry while stock lasts. For further inquiries, contact us on 050-162-0810 or 0302-764-101. Email info@kingdomgh.com. Kingdom Books and Stationery Limited, where quality and affordability is assured. Terms and conditions apply.
World Cup fever is here! And Universal Merchant Bank, the official banking partner of the GFA and the Ghana Black Stars, is proudly backing the dreams of all Ghanaians with seamless banking services and opportunities. This World Cup season, as the Ghana Black Stars chase glory, you can win with UMB. Open a new UMB account or reactivate your existing account today to enjoy free data bundles and other awesome rewards. To get started with convenient and reliable banking, visit any of our 35 branches across Ghana. Go to our website, myumbbank.com, or download the UMB Speed app from the Play Store or App Store and open an account using your Ghana card in minutes. For more details, call our 24-hour contact center at 0302-633-988 or toll free at 0800-100-880 for all networks. UMB, proudly serving Ghana with speed since 1972.
Ufie betimi adani baby a upe bia. Betimi adani stadium. Hey, what a strike! Ana afaku a yebu TV ani computer game mo. Aha, yanko. Atona, betimi adani classroom.
Madam, me patcho menti asie.
Yo, yen samfa subio. Ni ewo he na wonti asie no.
Nini na.
Betimi adani office.
Aha, orders no ahe na ye ready. Okay, Monday can Fanko is the gun.
I bet you impo, that's why you fuck one. You can't move.
Daddy, a DNA Big Bang Theory.
Chain, Mammy Bisa Chat GPT.
To me, I'm a wolfie. I don't even be a opposite a yibia. If you say I'm found in your opposite way, wolfie. I'm TN Fiber. Bet me a wow. I'm wired. Your 500 Mbps unlimited internet. I the one war form. A free 299 Ghana cedis echo. For MTN Fiber, bro, wolfie. I know what you mean with that. Call my MTN app, no so. And now say about star 5057 hash. But check your fiber availability, no so. And now say number, a word journal. Now reset fiber broadband.
MTN.
Hello, Ahima. Eti sen.
Eyo.
Na edahin.
Mi kwachadi.
Edi ebensa.
Akrachi. Obe suja na se obe shemkwen.
So, na se jane de uswa edeya mkwane de obe shemkakro.
Anyway, mi kwape vitamin B di ajojo makuma.
What a coincidence. Miso nuwa na mikotu. Enuwa na minu.
Hey, bra. Wait, dear. Whoa.
Oh, amwafe. Minti minkwa wankro.
Esa wara.
Ha, vitamilk no. Emu genye pa na we ni jane.
Mi pe vitamilk banana. Eni choko. Because I'm black and proud.
Hey, interesting. Me tell me a regular guy. So wow.
When you kapow.
So wow. I can see we have something in common. Oh, Hima, yanko ni yanko try a vitamin connection. Would you bomb me kanamitia? And you be a sequine down.
A quine bay.
Aha, namuni bribi. Vitamilk di fufubia bekambushian and why your friend of Vitamilk strawberry. Vitamilk feels good anywhere, anytime. This advert is FDA approved.
King, and you're listening to Drive Time with my G, Kofi Hayford. Scary!
What's up, guys? It's Black Sharif representing for Kofi Hayford. Keep listening. One time.
Plan B, be safe. Plan A for work.
What's up, my people? This is Kwesi Atta, and you are listening to Kofi Hayford.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming.
I'm back where I belong. Yeah, I never felt so strong. Feeling like there's nothing I can try. And if you with me, put your hands high. You haven't lost a life before. This one's for you, me, put your hands high. Your dreams are filled, you're rocking with the best. I'll be on the song.
I hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song. I always feel like they're talking to me when it comes on. Another day, another dawn. Another Keisha, nice to meet you, get the math, I'm gone. What am I supposed to do when the club lights come on? It's easy to be pumped, but it's harder to be Sean. What if my twins ask me why I ain't married their mom? Damn, how do I respond? What if my son stares with a face like my own and says he wants to be like me when he's grown? Damn, but I ain't finished grown. Another night, the inevitable prolongs. Another day, another dawn. Just tell Keisha and Teresa I'll be better than tomorrow. Another lie that I carry on. I need to get back to the place I belong.
I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Check this out. A house is not a home. I hate this song. Is a house really a home when your loved ones is gone? And people got the nerve to blame you for it. And you know you would've took the bullet if you saw it. But you felt it and still feel it. And money can't make up for it or conceal it. What you deal with and you keep ballin'. Ross, some lick the playboy and we keep ballin'. Baby, we've been living in sin, cause we've been really in love, but we've been living as friends.
Yeah.
So you've been a guest in your own home. It's time to make your house your own. Pick up the phone. Ain't no stopping us now. I love that song. Whenever it comes on, it makes me feel strong. I thought I told you that we won't stop till we back cruising through Harlem. These old blocks is what made me, saved me, drove me crazy, drove me away, then embraced me, forgave me for all of my shortcomings. Welcome to my homecoming. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. A lot of fights, a lot of scars, a lot of bottles, a lot of cars, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Made it back, lost my dog.
Miss you, big.
But here I stand.
Come on,
a better man.
Stop.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, 13 minutes past 2 p.m. here on Joy 99.7 FM, and you know what time it is. Drive time on Joy 99.7 FM is live. Good afternoon to you, lady and gentleman. Thank you so much for leaving the dust locked here on Joy 99.7 FM. I'm super excited that I'm back here on your radio. From now till 4 p.m., you have me for company. Yes, you heard me right. 4 p.m. is the time. Yeah, we need to bring you football commentary at 4 p.m. England coming up against DRC at 4 p.m. And just as we promised, we're bringing you commentary on that at 4 p.m. So today we have less than 2 hours to be together, but trust me, I'm going to make it worth it, your time. So keep it locked right here on Joy 99.7. My name is Kofi Hayford. Once again, I'm sitting in for the man Lexis Bale. He's back on your radio before you know it. I told you that. Just keep counting the days. Very, very soon he's here, yeah? I'm here with Philip Nye, Anita Tay, Oliver Fanyong, Ida Lemay, Mavis Ahetoh, and Nana Kweku Emisa. Big shouts going out to our brother Jojo as well. He's here with us today, making sure we're streaming on Facebook and YouTube. Today, I saw the sunlight and I'm like, oh my goodness. Listen, I've actually put together a video on Facebook and I really need you to go check it out. I had some motivational message for you in there while on my way to work. But as you listen to me, let me give you another perspective, you know. You know, life is going to test you with challenges, with setbacks and moments of uncertainty. And that's actually why I was happy to see the sunlight today, because it reminded me of the fact that there's always light at the end of the tunnel, yeah?